I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In northeast Spain, 166 towns held a vote yesterday. The question was whether to secede from the country. It all took place in the semi-autonomous region of Catalonia, and it was all purely symbolic, since secession votes are technically illegal in Spain. But as The World's Jerry Haddon reports, the vote tapped into a growing anger at the government down in Madrid.
Across Catalonia yesterday, thousands cast their symbolic breakaway votes. Montserrat Solà went to the polls in the town of Sant Cugat. The homemaker says being Catalan is different from being Spanish, even though ethnically everyone's the same. She says we are Catalans because we were born here. It's our country, our language. It's just a feeling that we have. We identify ourselves as the Catalan people. Others might not feel it, but we do. In another village called Vall d'Oreix, voter Jordi Costas says the symbolic poll was meant to put Madrid on alert. Either grant us more autonomy, he says, or we'll take it for ourselves. He says, I believe nations like ours have the right to decide their own future. In theory, all citizens of the world ought to have this right. In the end, nearly 95% of those who voted yesterday chose secession. The most common reasons, besides a strong sense of identity, feeling scorned by Madrid, even as the government levies high taxes on them, and feeling fed up, waiting for an updated law of autonomy. Spain's autonomy laws lay out the division of powers between Madrid and the country's various regions. Catalonia's was approved 3 years ago, but it's been bogged down in lawsuits. Given Catalan's frustration, yesterday's overwhelming secession vote put organizers in a great mood.
Visca el poble català!
And prompted them to announce they'll try this again. For real. Carlos Mora is the group's coordinator.
Ara, els representants polítics...
He says our political representatives must now assume their responsibilities and carry through with the people's wishes. We are calling on the Catalan Parliament to pass a law to allow a real referendum on Catalan independence this coming April. That may not happen. Many Catalan politicians didn't actually vote yesterday. That may be because most polls suggest the majority of Catalans want to remain in Spain. In fact, yesterday's turnout was just 30%, but that didn't stop Spain's small radical right from mobilizing against the secession vote. The Falangists marched in Madrid, and conservatives were all over the radio today.
Estamos ante una auténtica ofensiva.
This commentator called Sunday's vote nothing short of an assault on the nation. Whether Catalan separatists ultimately win the right to hold a real referendum, the hullabaloo now puts Spain in a somewhat embarrassing position. It's about to take over the rotating presidency of the European Union, just at a time when the EU itself is struggling to show a united front on the world stage. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Vall d'Oreix, Spain.
And you can see Jerry's video from Catalonia at theworld.org.